Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for storms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 93. Partly cloudy again tonight.
Chance of thunderstorms.
71. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow.
Slight chance of thunderstorms.
Highs level off around 91.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 75.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Labor wrapped up last week by releasing their latest August of 2025 labor report, showing, at least for the good news, when it comes to the private sector, a major drop when it comes to federal government employment within the state of Kansas. KSNT News reports that the report was released on Friday afternoon, saying that government jobs saw a decrease of near 5,000 jobs for the month of July from those being hired at the federal level within Kansas. As overall, Kansas has lost more than 1,800 government jobs in total. The Department of Labor for Kansas shows that government jobs in Kansas have been declining since December of 2024, when Kansas ended up adding 2,300 state and local government jobs over the past 12 months. On the private sector with civilian labor force jobs, the state of Kansas lost near 385 jobs in the month of July, a small hit compared to the year-over-year increase that the state had seen of 3,893 total private sector jobs. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction. Feels cornish and bogus.
If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today.
Phil's Coins and Bullion.
The federal government and the Federal Department of Education have announced that the Topeka School District in the state of Kansas, along with three other school districts in the state, are under investigation for potentially violating Title IX and refusing to end their DEI and identity politics initiatives within the districts. KSNT News reports that the investigation comes from the Attorney General's office in Kansas, saying that education departments say they have received the letters of investigation after complaints that the district permits students to participate in sports and access intimate facilities based on gender identity and prevents school workers from disclosing a student's transgender status. Across the state, the Shawnee Public School District, the Olathe Public School District, and Kansas City, Kansas Public School Districts are all under investigation from the federal government, allegedly allowing the transgender ideology to, quote, run amok in the schools. Before the school year started, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach did issue notices to six different school districts over the policies that he had taken issue with. Mid-America Network News.
When you need reliable, expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC-certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the off-season elections coming up in November and the midterms coming up for 2026, Nebraska's current Secretary of State, Bob Evnen, has announced that he's looking for more Nebraskans to help out and become election workers. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, he estimates that counties across the state right now need more than 9,000 people to be fully staffed at the state's polling sites and county election offices for each election, saying that the agency has retired Nebraskans that have historically made up a large portion of the state's poll workers, but is urging now young Nebraskans to help join in contributing. The announcement comes after the recognition of the National Poll Worker Recruitment Day and the U.S. Election Assistance Commission making the announcement that nationwide in 2024, roughly 772,000 Americans served as poll workers. Poll workers are paid for both their training and the service on Election Day. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Have you got Kansas State verified yet? It's not official till you've tasted deep fried joy, flown high on the sky ride, and cheered under the stars at a grandstand show. The 2025 Kansas State Fair is coming September 5th through 14th in Hutchinson. So get your crew, get your tickets, and get ready to be fully, totally, completely fairified. Find everything you need at KansasStateFair.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners heard a request from the sheriff for consideration of a change in his staff retirement from the current CAPERS option to the Kansas Police and Firemen's Retirement System, which he said could help with retention and recruitment, allowing earlier retirements. Based on $625,000 eligible payroll for the department this year, the benefit cost would more than double from $67,000 to $154,000 for an added difference of over $87,000. Commissioners again discussed options for improving a section of gravel road north out of Axtell and went to meet with the contractor in charge of demolition of a county-owned house east of the jail at 108 South 13th Street, which will be used for a parking lot. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Gage County Board of Supervisors revisited a conversation regarding updates to livestock regulations, which were being considered by planning and zoning, following a lengthy conversation as to particulars and a reminder that hearings and public meetings would be involved during the process. A motion to pass along a draft to planning and zoning was approved. The railroad crossing at 23rd Road southeast of Frankfort is now open. The crossing at Utah Road remains closed and will reopen Monday or Tuesday this week. Marysville Public Library, partnering with parents as teachers for a back-to-school show Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. with the What If Puppets. The program is free and open to all ages. Next week, after-school programming at Marysville Library begins. After-school programs at 3:45 on Monday between Tuesday, Creative Kids, Wednesday, a movie matinee, and Thursday's Teen Cafe. Storytime Tuesday mornings at 10:30 and Family Storytime Thursdays at 6:45 begin the week of August 25th. Our public affairs guest this past weekend was Tyler Holloman, who's developer of the apartments above the Kester Block in downtown Marysville. Work is to begin soon on the 12 market-rate units on the second and third floors, along with renovations to existing commercial space at street level.
Obviously, remodel will take into account saving as much of the historic trim and historic fabric as possible, potentially repurposing floors. We'll try to save everything that we can so that all those unique elements are captured. Yeah, the ceiling will stay, again, pending. We're working through the final sprinkler system and fire suppression designs, and some of that impacts what we do with the ceilings. So that's kind of where we're held up right now. But yes, the goal is to save the ceiling.
If you missed the conversation, it's available as a podcast on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Tyler Holloman has been active with the City of Marysville in pursuing grants that will assist with the redevelopment efforts.
We thankfully were not planning on any grants other than a CDBG grant, which was already allocated to the state last year. So there's been no impact to this project. I think if we were pursuing federal grants, we would be in a worse position right now. But thankfully, we do not have any federal grants planned. Kansas Housing Resources Corporation awarded this a moderate income housing grant and a housing investor tax credit award. And so those go towards supporting workforce housing. So it's individuals making between 60% and 150% of the, what they call the AMI, mm-hmm. the area median income. Which really it's designed to cover a broad range of income. So people that don't qualify for low-income housing, but that maybe aren't ready to buy that $400,000 new construction house.
Diana L. Palmer, age 71, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 9. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Diana Palmer. Isla Mae Newman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Hanover. Private burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mae Newman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu with a muffin, diced potatoes, beets, and apricots. Tomorrow, ham balls with cornbread, sweet potatoes, asparagus, and a tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some spotty showers early on today, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers on Tuesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. Then scattered showers continue throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Rain early Wednesday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still staying sunny by Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms on a Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers early on Saturday, then staying sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August 89, record high on this date 113, average low 66, and the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:20, sunrise in the morning at 6:42. Cloudy, overcast, 78 degrees. We've got some thundershowers southeast Nebraska, northeast Kansas. Those are pushing through our listening area. Fairly narrow band of activity, about 10, 15 miles wide, appears east to west. Has crossed Beatrice, now moving through Wymore Blue Springs area, then kind of tapers off to the southwest. It's clipping along US 36 just past Washington into the Hanover region. Points to the southwest of that, yeah, with some light scattered showers, so we all may get a little shot this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 18th of August. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Starting over from scratch. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Brewers rallied again yesterday, but in the end came up short. A 10-inning loss in Cincinnati.
Pitch. Rip. That's a base hit down the left field line. The Reds have come off the mat, and they have finally, finally beaten the Brewers. A 3-2 final score, and they will mob Austin Hayes at first base.
700 WLW. Reds avoid the sweep. They've yet to be swept this season. 40 consecutive series. As for Milwaukee, the Brewers' 14-game win streak comes to an end. First loss in the month of August. Dodgers beat the Padres 5-4. Mookie Betts go-ahead homer in the eighth. LA is now up two games on San Diego in the NL West. Marlins get a pair of homers to take the lead in the ninth at Fenway. They beat the Red Sox 5-3. In Williamsport, Cal Raleigh hits his major league leading 47th homer, but the Mariners lose to the Mets 7-3. Speaking of homers, a first for the Twins.
Breaking ball to Brooks, and he hits it high in the air. Deep right field. Does it have the distance? It does! The first grand slam of the year for the Minnesota Twins.
Treasure Island Baseball, Royals, Rangers, Cardinals, the only teams left without a grand slam. Yankees score 4 in the ninth to beat the Cardinals, 8-4. Rangers score double digits to beat Toronto, 10-4. Royals top the White Sox, 6-2. The Orioles shut out the Astros, 12-0. Football, Trevor Lawrence plays the first two drives for the Jaguars against the Saints, completes 8-10, has a touchdown pass. Caleb Williams also with a TD pass in his two series against the Bills. WNBA Aces hitting 18 threes. They beat Dallas 106-87, their seventh consecutive win. Fever trailed by as much as 21. They rally to beat Connecticut in overtime. Scottie Scheffler rallies from four shots back Sunday, wins the BMW Championship.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Brad's day is off to a slow start, so he heads to AutoZone, where batteries are as low as $89.99. Sammy, a local AutoZoner, tests his battery for free. Looks like he just needs a charge. And Sammy does that for free, too. In no time at all, Brad is back on the road, ready to finish the day strong. Free battery testing and charging at every store. No hassles, just help.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
If you have back-to-school shopping to do, then you should make Macy's your first stop, because Macy's has back-to-school styles from brands like Nike and Jordan, must-have denim from Levi's and Good American, and now Macy's has Abercrombie Kids, too. It's all in one place, all at great prices. And here's another reason to come in. If you're already at Macy's and you saved so much, you could stop by the fragrance counter and pick up something for yourself, too. The best back-to-school styles are here now at Macy's.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Futures markets all trading slightly lower to begin the new week, but retail sales are still on the rise. The Commerce Department said sales last month were up by 0.5% compared to June. Sales increases were largely driven by higher sales at car dealerships. Americans may not have been putting as much of that spending on credit cards. New data from Visa and MasterCard shows credit card spending, while growing, is not rising as fast as it had been. Slowdown comes as Americans have piled up more than $1 trillion in credit card debt. Getting perks from those cards is getting more expensive as more companies boost annual fees for cards that offer benefits like travel rewards. The New York Times says, for example, Chase has boosted the fee for the Sapphire Reserve to just under $800. Few travel perks to be found for Air Canada flyers. They're not going anywhere. Operations remain suspended as the flight attendant strike continues. Brian Clark,
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. The latest WASDE report projects a record U.S. corn crop and higher global grain supplies, shaping market trends and influencing decisions for farmers, traders, and the entire agricultural sector. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Kansas Corn Senior Director of Communications, Sue Schulte, and I simply asked her, so are the yields looking good in Kansas overall?
USDA has indicated that our yield would be about 139 bushels per acre, which is a really good yield estimate for Kansas, for sure.
In my conversation with Sue, it became clear that the role is much more comprehensive than simply promoting corn-fed livestock. They are actively working to strengthen the entire state's agricultural economy.
Yeah, you know, we work really close with the livestock industry and with the ethanol industry to promote the use of our product for livestock. One of the things we do especially is work closely with the U.S. Meat Export Federation to build exports of red meats like beef and pork, and also the poultry and egg export efforts as well to get those the poultry and those types of meats exported. So really that's really important. And of course, we work closely with the livestock industry in general. Same with the ethanol industry. Continually work to help get more ethanol stations in the state of Kansas that are selling the higher blends of ethanol. And of course, that's been just a really important part of building market demand for corn here in the state, with our 11 ethanol plants and, the product they produce, not only the ethanol, but also the DDGs, which is a really valued livestock feed for our livestock producers in the state.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Growers who are planning to plant wheat or alfalfa in this upcoming season should consider if their fields need a lime application. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses why a lime application could be beneficial for the soil and crops.
This is a topic that's becoming more and more relevant for us in Kansas as we start to see more acidity developing in our soils. Kansas have a gradient of pH, really, if you go from east to west. We do have typically high pH in western Kansas. And in some cases, the problem is really, alkaline soils, high pH, more than acidic soils. But then in the central and eastern part of the state, of course, we have more acid soils, especially south central. And even in western Kansas, we start to see some spots where low pH becomes an issue. And this is because of the farming practices. Obviously, the main source of acidity is fertilizer application, nitrogen application over time. So we are contributing to acidity in this process. And of course, over time, we'll start to see more low pH develop.
He explains what conditions make for the best lime application and integration.
And so how much time usually the initial reaction happen in a window of about 4 to 6 weeks. That usually happen fairly quickly, especially if we do have good moisture. Now, if it is very very dry, that lime may be just sitting there for longer. So that's something to keep in mind.
Applying lime can be a high cost for growers, and Diaz says why it is worth it.
It's not just something that will benefit the next crop like it is for nitrogen or other nutrients. We're talking a long-term investment. And so the way to look at the economics here is really to look at the yield benefits that will happen in the next 10 years in many cases. So that's the way to look at it. If we look at some data in terms of the yield response to lime, oftentimes you look at that yield response and you say, well, that's not paying for lime for that lime application. But again, we cannot look at only one crop. We really need to be looking at multiple years. And again, the other aspect is what about availability of other nutrients and say phosphorus availability and other nutrients that are being improved when you have that pH rate range. So there's many things there that maybe not as easy to measure in terms of yield response only.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with why lime applications should be planned if the soil is acidic. Find more information at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale today at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. They're still on the summer schedule with the cattle sale and hay sale every other Monday. They are accepting consignments for next week's sale, August 25th. Call ahead 402-223-3571. For a listing of consignments, sale dates, etc., go online to Beatrice77Livestock.com. No sale today. They will offer a cattle and hay sale next Monday, August 25th.
Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? It's all about seeing your hometown from a new perspective on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 18th, the 230th day of the year. Actor and director Robert Redford has a birthday, and Ringo Starr's first performance as a Beatle was on this day in 1962. Have you ever been a tourist in your own town? Too many of us rarely explore attractions next door that others would travel miles to experience. Try this for your next staycation. Think about how you would show off your community to out-of-town visitors and make those plans for yourself. See a local sports team. Visit nearby landmarks, museums, or parks. If you live near the water, plan a day at the beach or visit local farmers markets, festivals, or concerts. You'll gain a whole new appreciation for your hometown when you see it through a tourist's eyes. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Temperature dropped off a few degrees, 76 with a cloudy overcast and a rain shower at the studios here in Marysville. A band of showers moving across our region this morning. Looks like a band of activity diagonally extending from south of Beatrice on past just to the west of Marysville down to the south-southwest. So anything in that path moving east, likely see some scattered showers, thunder showers early this morning. Not quite so warm this week. We could be well into the 90s today, but then the seasonal highs around 90 most of the rest.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Chiefs wrapped up their second preseason game of the season for 2025, falling to the Seattle Seahawks on the road with a 33-16 loss. It was an early lead for the Seahawks, putting a one touchdown on the board in the first quarter with 16 points in the second quarter. Kansas City putting one touchdown on before the end of the first half. For the Chiefs, it was all Gardner Minshew going 7-9 on attempts of passing with 70 yards and one touchdown for the game. Chris Oladokun went 4-7 with 31 yards on on the game, and Bailey Zupp put 9 yards on, going 3 for 4. There's one more preseason game left for the Kansas City Chiefs coming up on Friday this week as they are back at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Chicago Bears. That kickoff this week is set for 7:20. The first week of the regular season for 2025 starts on September 7th, where the Kansas City Chiefs are on the road with the Chargers. That kickoff at 7 p.m. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Calling all golfers, break out your clubs for the Blue Valley High School Golf Scramble Saturday, August 23rd at beautiful Stag Hill Golf Club in Manhattan. Registration begins at 8 a.m. with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Registration fee is $400 per team per a team of four, while you'll be swinging for a good cause as all proceeds will benefit Blue Valley Athletics.
Four!
Life's too short for boring golf. Experience the delightful side of the game by grabbing a team and showing off your skills at the USD 384 Blue Valley High School Golf Scramble, August 23rd. To register, contact Athletic Director Quentin Cravens at qcravens@usd384.org or on the USD 384 Blue Valley Randolph Facebook page. It's a party waiting to happen, August 23rd, for the Blue Valley High School Golf Scramble.
The Asheville Eagles are your state champions for the fourth year in a row. It'll be an all-TVL state volleyball championship between Hanover and Lynn this year. The Centralia girls finish a perfect season 26-0 for the Lady Panthers. The Twin Valley League is the best league in the state of Kansas. You're not changing my mind. I cannot wait for this matchup on Friday night. The TVL Spotlight podcast is coming soon to TVLSpotlight.com.
KNDY.